Ring, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday's frantic search for the elusive pop bottle full of nitroglycerin wound up with Lum catching a ride on a truck, oblivious to the fact that the bottle is riding in the same truck. As we left our friends, Abner and Cedric were rushing out into the street to try to overtake Lum and warn him of the danger. Friends, now that early autumn is here, no doubt you're working extra hard around the house, getting ready for old man winter. This means hard work on your weekends, which sometimes leads to overdoing. And overdoing can result in stiff, sore, aching muscles or an occasional dull, dreary headache. Then you won't be able to enjoy yourself because you won't be feeling your best. Well, that's where Alka-Seltzer comes in. You see, when you have Alka-Seltzer handy, real relief can be yours in no time at all. So see your druggist before your weekend starts and get a package of Real Relief Alka-Seltzer tablets. That's the Alka-Seltzer way to be prepared in case you overdo during your weekend gardening. Sore, aching muscles need not keep you down when you have Alka-Seltzer with you. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum back in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Well, hurry up and get in here, Abner. Did you find the feller? Where's Cedric? Did you get the bottle of nitroglycerine?
Brother, law me sakes, Lum. Give me time. I'm from wore out.
Well, I don't wonder you've been gone all night.
I'm tired to death.
You must have had to go a long ways to catch up with that truck driver. How far did you have to go?
I don't know. Just let me sit down here.
Yeah, sit down. Sit down. You don't look your level best.
I ain't feeling it neither, I'll tell you that.
Well, you'd think you walked all the way instead of riding in Cedric's car.
Well, that's practical what I had to do.
Walk?
Yeah, that blame car Cedric broke down just the other side of Hatfield. We had to walk, well, I don't know how far before we could get somebody to fix it for us.
Well, how about the truck driver? Had he went on past Hatfield? Whereabouts did you catch up with him?
Well, we never.
You never?
No, sir, never even got close to him. Are you sure, Lum, that he was going to Hatfield?
Why, sure. That's why I never rode but that few blocks with him yesterday. Recollect, I was aiming on riding with him out as far as the junkyard because I thought he was going back to the county seat.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said. Yeah.
And then he told me he had some delivers to make down around Hatfield, so I got out. And that's when I seen you and Cedric running down the street to tell me that the bottle of nitroglycerine was in the truck.
Yeah, well, the driver picked it up with a case of empty pop bottles over at Luke Spears' lunchroom.
Well, what I can't understand is why you and Cedric never caught up with him. He never had much of a head start on you.
Well, you know what a condition that car Cedric's is in. Doggy, that's the worst rattletrap I ever seen in my life.
Did you have a flat tire?
Oh, a flat. That's all we done is fix flat tires, and you have to stop every 2 miles or so and put water in it to keep the thing going. That's the violentest thing I ever seen. You ought to run it on steam. That's what he ordered, isn't it?
Damn it all, anyways. Long as you was gone so long, I thought surely you'd done some good, but I can see now that's too optimistic.
Well, Lum, we tried to go just as fast as we could.
I know. Well, it's too late to talk about it now.
Yeah, that's don't talk
missed
about
him,
it.
And that's that.
Yeah, that's
summer's bad. Around here, though. There's a truck with a bottle of nitroglycerine bouncing around in it.
Well, I'm just glad that the thing's out of Pine Ridge, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but it's danger in the lives of people summers else, though. And the worst part of it is it's our fault.
No. Yeah, I reckon you're right about that.
Well, let's see. Wonder what we ought to do next. No telling where else that truck was headed for.
Oh, my poor trucks. I sure got them blistered doing all that walking, I can tell you that.
Hey, wait a minute, Abner. That truck's bound to go back to the wholesale house at the county seat sooner or later, because that's where it started out from.
My poor little feet.
So the thing to do is to call there and tell them to be on the lookout for that particular truck. Don't know why I never thought of that before. I'll just call him right
now.
Well,
he did think of it just now. He thought of it.
I mean, sometime before this.
Oh.
If that driver ever backs his truck up to that platform by the wholesale house and starts throwing them cases of empty bottles... Hello, Mamie.
Oh, my.
This is Lum Eddards. Oh, I'm fine. I want you to... Huh? Oh, Abner's fine, too.
I ain't done it.
I want you to call...
What's
this? Listen, Mamie, I ain't got time to tell you how everybody's feeling. I want you to call the wholesale house there at the county seat and do it as fast as you can.
They ain't barking. I think they're trees.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Bentley Starbuck Wholesaler. Yeah, I'll wait.
I believe I'm going to have to soak my feet in a bucket of water. That's all there to it.
Well, don't do it right now.
They're thirsty, Long. Wait. They're panting, I can tell.
How's that, Mamie?
Blowed up like a balloon.
Can't get them. Well, they're a big outfit. Their line can't be out of order.
They've been blowed up sure the world, Long.
Well, try them again, Mamie. This is awfully important.
No use to try them. They're blowed up, Long.
No, I don't think so. Hardly. Seems to me like we could have heard some news about it if that had happened.
Well, maybe it just now happened.
Well, of course. What'd you say, Mamie? Still out of order, huh?
So am I, Pete.
Well, we just got to get in touch with them some way.
Might send them a postcard, Long.
Huh?
Send it airmail if it blowed them as high as I think it did.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Mamie. Yeah, call them first. Yeah, I'll hold the phone.
Mom, you don't need to call nobody to get a postcard. We got them right here in the store. Scenic views of Arkansas.
We ain't going to send them no postcard.
We got one of that Indian over there on the edge of a cliff. His hand up to his head looking for his horse, and he's sitting on it. You want to send one of them?
Well, we're going to send them a telegram.
Huh?
Ain't got nothing but some Christmas cards, no way.
Well?
And all that shiny snow on them.
Send it early. Might do some good.
Well, Mamie's calling the telegraph office for us right now, and they'll take our telegram right over the phone.
See, I'll leave a postcard. It'll be a whole lot cheaper.
Well, this ain't no time
to
think.
Say, Merry Christmas, have you been blowed up or something like that ought to do it.
Besides, a postcard be too slow, whatever. Hello, telegraph office? This is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge, and I want to send a telegram to the Bentley Starbuck Wholesalers. Bentley Starbuck. No. Bentley. No, not Bentley. Bentley. B. Huh? Boston. I never said nothing about Boston.
Has that glycerine got clean to Boston?
I know there's a B in Boston, but this outfit I'm talking about is right there at the county seat. Spell it.
County C-O-E-A.
Now she wants me to spell it out for her.
Might be some young'un they got in there by mistake, Long.
Well, it's spelled B-E-N...
B-O-N.
Huh? Well, look, I told you once it weren't in Boston. What? Oh, just a minute. Here, Abner, see if you can make out what she's saying. I can't make any sense out of her. Just keep talking about Boston.
Huh. Well, let me try here.
Yeah, here.
Hello, this is Abner Peabody. Huh? What? It's spelled capital A-B-N-E. No, B. Huh? Uh-oh. Back to Boston again, Mom.
She must know somebody from there. Tell her we want to send a telegram.
Say, miss, all we want to do is just send a telegram to a Bentley Starbuck company. Yes, Mom, that's right.
Granted, did she actually get it right?
No, but she come as close to it as I figured she ever would. How's that? Oh, the message? Why, we, what is the message, Mom?
Huh? Beware of truck returning from Hatfield.
Hello. Beware of truck return. Huh? No, beware. I said beware. B-double-E. What? Oh, my goodness. Back to Boston. Said there's some bees there or something.
Wait a minute. I know what she's doing. That's the way they spell things out sometimes. What's the matter with us, anyway? I don't know, Dad. Here, give me the phone.
Yeah, here, take the thing. You better try some other word besides beware, though. I can tell you that right now, you'll wind up in Boston again.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Hello, miss. Here's the message. Look out for... No, I said look. Oh, yeah, I'll spell it out for you.
Never had that C for it.
Listen to this, Abner. I'm on to that B as in Boston stuff now.
Oh, good.
Look, L as in, L as in,
have a breakfast.
Think of some word starting with the letter L.
L. Look.
No, I mean some other word starting like that.
Oh, I see. Elephant.
Yeah, L as in elephant.
Go ahead,
O as in, Orton. How's that? What starts with a E? Orton?
That's Orton.
Elephant?
Granny, she don't even know how to spell. This is going to be harder than I figured.
Try her on some easier word, Long. See if she can spell cat.
Maybe we better send the poetry.
Cat's a good one for her. I've been...
Well, ain't no L in cat.
That what? You're right. No L.
Hello, miss.
Flat.
Now, how far had we got with this telegram now?
Well, what a flat is, though.
Hadn't said nothing.
We ain't got none around the
house. Oh, yeah, I started it. I know I had. Got as far as elephant.
Might love him.
Don't you recollect? Well, wait a minute. Admiral, what was I saying about an elephant? I forget now.
You was trying to tell her how to spell it, and she got it mixed up with cat. She must never have seen an elephant, I'll say that for her.
Hello, miss. I think we better start this all over again.
Of course, I don't reckon there's many elephants to see in Boston.
Now, here's what we want to say in the message.
Send her out for a cat. I want to have a whole batch of elephants run around the house.
Look out for... Yeah, that's right. Look out for a truck returning from Hatfield.
I don't know what I...
That's right.
Got six cats. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey,
howdy, Grandpa.
Howdy, come on in.
Howdy. Yeah, we're sending a telegram.
Have you fellas heard the news?
Yeah, what?
Well, you two fellas hush up. I'm trying to talk to this telegraph girl.
Oh, excuse us, Mom.
No, you ain't got that quite right, man.
Yeah, what's the news, Grandpa?
I was just reading about it in the paper. Had a big blowout over to county seat.
Well, that's not a big blowout to county seat. Oh, my goodness, Mom. You hear that? It's done happened.
Oh, for pity's sakes. Are you sure about this, Grandpa?
Yeah, there's a big article about it in the paper. Tells all about it.
I know that it happened.
Hello, miss. Never mind the telegram. It's too late. Late. L is in. Oh, let it go.
Well, I don't know whether the old fellows are jumping at a conclusion or not, but I think I'd rather not be in the vicinity of the county seat right about now. Often it's been said, friends, that the corner drugstore is as American as flapjacks and corn pone. Well, that's true. The corner drugstore has grown with the country because the corner druggist fills a definite economic need. He makes it possible for you to buy easily those things that can help lessen the discomfort caused by such minor common ills as an occasional touch of acid indigestion. Now, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, remember that your corner druggist has Alka-Seltzer. And Alka-Seltzer can help give you real two-way relief. It can help ease the upset, jittery feeling in your stomach, and it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can help you to feel better fast. That's why you hear it said so often. When you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. So get to know your corner druggist better. Don't delay. Do it today. He has Alka-Seltzer in the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. So remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.